Yes, it's the Goldbergs. And now, the Goldbergs. By night, all sounds are magnified. Noises seem furious, shadows like shapes, and lights like darkness. So, it was with considerable hesitancy that the Goldbergs went out to see what made the dog bark so furiously. They opened the big barn door, and the flashlight made the rafters eerie and haunted. Nothing stirred. And then Sporty rushed in and dived through to the back of the barn, and suddenly a child's shriek sounded in the air and halted the Goldbergs dead in their tracks. But now, about 10 minutes later, something seems to have happened.
Stay down, Sporty. Stay down. Now, you're in the house, and you're indoors, and stay and lay down. You were very good tonight. You did a big day's work, I assure you. So lay down. All right, I know you like me. I love you. What did I come in for now? What did I come in for? What did I come in the house for? What am I looking for? I want to go and get some milk. The child could have some milk. Where did I put the saucepan? Where is a match? There is a vase under my feet.
Go,
Annabelle. Rosalie? Help me, darling.
Now, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for my little the saucepan. I want to warm some milk.
Mama, darling, put it sweater on till it's cold.
I'm all right. I'm very all
right. Mama, darling, I told you that there was somebody in the barn.
No questions, not over, darling. Please let me get my head together now. No questions. Where is my... Find me a match, darling. There's my dipper. Let me dip out the milk.
Let me do it, Ma. I'll warm the milk.
Sporty didn't bite the little boy, did he, Ma?
You're asking questions again, Rosalie, dear. My head is not now for questions, Rosalie, please.
Not at the moment for questions, please.
Ma, you're so nervous.
Well, I shouldn't be nervous. I shouldn't be shaking like a leaf and all night long with Sporty's barking and then with your hystericalness. I shouldn't be nervous to go on the barn behind this house. And I shouldn't be nervous, huh? I'm going outdoors.
Ma, why don't you bring them in the house?
Again, you're asking questions, Rosalie.
Ma, you warming the milk?
Yes, I'm going out now, darling. How's everything,
Samuel? You better go, Ma.
Yes, I'm going. Save it, Rosalie. You hear? Right. Save it, Rosalie. Take yourself some warm milk. Fill out something for yourself.
All right, Ma. I was wrong, wasn't I, when I said that I was sure that somebody was in the barn?
All right, Rosie, you were right. Just keep some milk.
Why doesn't Mama bring the milk?
I don't know.
Mama said I should bring the milk out to the barn.
Just heat it.
Is she the little boy's mother?
I don't know anything yet, Rosie. Please.
Well, what are you so nervous about?
Oh, she up.
Nothing, Bertie.
Why up in the middle of the night?
I didn't tell her to go to sleep.
Is somebody sick? Can I see if any of your
sisters? No, go to sleep, Bertie.
You better come down if she wants
to. Why wasn't I awakened if there's something was wrong?
Warm the milk, Rosie. I'll be right back.
What is it? What's wrong?
Why doesn't Mama bring them in the house?
Fine.
Bring who into the house?
Well, do you know who they are?
And you're going to bring them into the house? Where did they come from? Who are they? What are they doing in the barn?
I don't know, Bertie.
Tramps, huh?
No, a little boy.
A child? Can you imagine?
And a lady.
Well, I never. In the barn? What were they doing in the barn?
We don't know, Bertie.
Well, why should anyone go into a barn of all places?
A shelter, I suppose.
Well, there are hotels.
Not when you haven't any money.
Did you warm the milk?
I'm doing it now, Pa.
Is there something I can do, Mr. Goldberg?
No, thank you.
Well, why did they go into the barn, Mr. Goldberg? Did you find out?
Bring out the milk when it's warm.
Well, where are they from? Who are they? What do they want, Mr.
Bring
Goldberg?
Bring out the milk.
Your father is a very stern man, Rosie. Or he doesn't like me. One or the other.
Rosie, that milk must be boiling by now.
Here, Sam. Is there something I can do? Do you want me to assist you?
No, thanks.
Shall I come out, Sammy?
No.
Is Mama talking to them?
Yes.
Is there any more milk left, Rosie?
A little.
Would you mind?
No.
Oh, gosh. There's plenty of misery in the world, isn't there? Can you see anything from the window?
No. They're in the barn.
Why don't they come in?
I don't know. I guess they don't want to be in trouble.
It's things like this that awaken you to the realization of the insecurity of life. How far am I removed from a similar case? 1 month, let me not have the rent to pay, so where would I be? Where would my mother and my husband and my child be? Only we wouldn't have a barn to crawl into, I can assure you. Oh, take advice from one who knows, Rosie. Don't marry in haste and repent at leisure.
Security is in everything.
It's 9/10 of everything. I spoke identically the same as you, Rosie. I could have married a very nice man of the slightly older type, you know, who ran a gentleman's furnishing establishment. I liked him, but I didn't love him. I had to love Jerome, can you imagine? How many times my mother warned me. Baby, she said, baby, look before you leap. Love is not all, baby.
Well, I'm too young to be thinking of marriage now.
Well, my brother Seymour isn't. I'm only saying, Rosie, don't be hasty. Rome wasn't built in a day. Take this woman, for instance, in the barn, for instance. If she'd had a husband holding down a good position, would she be sleeping in your barn? I should say not. Be warned, Rosie.
They're coming.
Shall I open the door?
No, pretty. Please don't.
I won't if you say I shouldn't. Oh, he's a little boy.
Don't ask any questions, Bertie, please.
Why would I ask questions? It's not my barn.
Come right in here this way, please. Come right this way, Sally. Come down.
Why don't you go right upstairs, Molly, and make the folks comfortable?
Yes, I will. Come right upstairs. The room is right upstairs. They're going up the road, Molly.
All right.
Come up right this way.
Well, Sammy?
See.
Did Mama find out anything?
Did they drink their milk?
All right, Molly, I'll do what you say. Bertie, you have to sleep in Rose's room. Mrs. Goldberg is putting the lady and the little boy in your room because they are too bad.
Okay, Cayo, that's all right, but all my clothes.
Nobody will take them.
And my pocketbook.
Mrs. Goldberg will take care of
them. Well, after all, you don't really know who they are. I'd better go up.
It's better that you shouldn't, if you don't mind.
But after all, my return ticket, my charm bracelet.
I'll go up.
Oh, Rosie, you go up. My foundation cream is...
Spill me a cup of coffee, Rosie.
My stockings are on the chair. Maybe they're not dry yet.
Black coffee, Rosie.
Mr. Goldberg, do you think
I
that...
I don't think, no. No sugar, Rosie.
Are you certain
some
that
some coffee for me, too, Rosie.
Oh, but don't you think
I don't think...
Here, Papa John.
If you didn't drink so much black coffee, Mr. Goldberg, you wouldn't be so nervous.
I think I could find a different reason for my nervousness, Bogie.
Ma?
Peace.
Ma?
Peace.
Ma?
Peace.
Ma?
Peace.
Ma?
Peace.
Ma?
Peace.
Ma?
Yes. Is everything all right?
Uh-huh.
Mrs. Goldberg, did you take my things out of the room?
Yes, Freddie, I put all your things in Rosie's room, Bertie.
Did they reveal their identity?
It's very late, and I think we'd better not talk anymore.
Did you trust yourself to fall asleep with strangers in the house?
What is there to be afraid of, Bertie? A little boy of 6 years old?
What?
And a woman whose tears speak louder than voice?
What?
Come. Come. I think we have nothing to fear or lose or gain. Come. Put out the light. Come, Sammy. Come, baby. Come, Bertie. Come.
But the Goldbergs have much to lose and gain from these two strangers who came by night, as Molly is going to discover in the morning. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Gold, to the next episode of The Gold, to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for the makers of Does, the new kinds of Does. Bye for the makers of Does, the new... And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for the makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of washing.